The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
Twee van die akteurs van die nuwe reeks of telenovela Diepe Waters wat vanaand op Kijknet begin. En daar is al vir maande groot opwinding oor hierdie nuwe reeks. So toe julle rolle gekry het of audisie en daai hele proses deurgegaan het, hoe opgewonde was julle vir hierdie nuwe reeks?
Wel, gewoonlik, audisie omtrent vir so 10 rolle, dan kry jy dalk 1.
Dan kry jy dalk 1, ja.
So jou opwinding kom maar eers as hulle regtig die groen lig
gee. Ja,
dan kan jy.
Ja, okay, great. Maar ek moet sê, toe ek die tekste lees en ek die synopsis van die tonele of die sides, soos wat hulle dit noem, was dit vir my baie opwindend en ek het gedink, wow. You know, something different, yeah. something new,
yeah.
Something interesting.
Yeah.
Met 'n ander tipe aanslag as wat ons. Ja, ek dink is die eerste. Like
is die eerste,
verder,
ja,
om 'n swim school gaan.
Yeah, so, yeah, take us through the story, because it's about a swimming school that's also a family business, and then all of the drama that comes with sort of having a family business.
Yeah, I think that pretty much sums it up. I think it's the family business. Don't do business with family. I think there's the premise of the whole story. So if everyone that's done business with their family will understand exactly what the story is about.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, so obviously from my dad, my character is Rousseau and Jacques. It's the two brothers and our dad. It's his swimming school. And obviously they've got the backstory and everything just boils down from that. And yeah, intrigue and Diepe Waters in, yeah, there's...
Onder draai die duivel rond,
pretty much, yeah.
Great characters. Ek denk die characters is baie mooi aan mekaar gesit.
Volronde characters.
Ja, baie law, baie layers, baie intriges, baie, ja, innerlijke avonture of stories waarop hulle gaan, wat ek denk mense mee kan vereenselwig.
Ja.
So ek denk, daar gaan definitief momente wees wat mense... Ja, iets hier uit gaan leer, gaan vat.
Ja.
Lekker kyk.
I love the idea of a telenovela, right? Because it's like a story, like a book from cover to cover. It's telling you one story. It's not sort of going on and on as script writers come up with new ideas kind of thing. Daar's een ding wat julle wil vertel.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a fun format to do television in, because you can really get stuck in, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I suppose it's kind of the same thing with a drama series or a movie. You kind of know where it starts. We don't know where it ends already, but you know there's going to be a definite end eventually. So
yeah.
In that bracket, you can kind of find yourself and, okay, this is what I'm working towards. Whereas in the soap, you kind of just take it day by day.
It might
change.
Yeah, I think we're also very fortunate because we are working with a lot of talented technical people.
Yeah.
Great cameramen,
yeah.
And great directors that tell a story very beautifully. That has like, the pictures that they're making are really gorgeous, and I think on the eye, and it's just going to be beautiful to watch. And they've captured the water element very beautifully. And so, yeah, that's why we shoot 6 days a week.
Yeah. To make there's a lot to do.
yes. And it's a little bit different. You don't shoot, and you don't shoot it in a similar way where you have 3 cameras in a studio with soap and you have like 1 or 2 angles, you know, there's like literally lenses and lighting and there's a lot of things that goes into shooting a telenovela, which is a little bit maybe more like a shooting a series combo.
So Rob was saying, and Altus has just actually brought it up, about the kinds of rigs that are being used for all of the underwater stuff. The people that have the big swimming roles had to like actually do swimming auditions and all of that. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, luckily I'm the accountant of the club. So gelukkig is ek bitter min in die water, maar dit klink my expect the unexpected, soos hulle sê, want almal gaan eventueel, sy is binnenkort, ons almal gaan iewers in die water draai maak.
Yeah.
Of ek glad nie uitsien nie. Maar van rugby af na swem toe is bietjie weird. Dit was bietjie van 'n jump geweest. So nee, dit is ook interessant van dis nuwe goed. So Rykie van ons, hy's ons like third cameraman, het rigs gebou en goed aan mekaar gesit om hierdie beautiful shots onder water te kry, omdat water so groot deel van water wat onvoorspelbaar is en dit bring lewe, maar dit kan lewe wegvat ook. So daar's die hele water element, probeer ons so capture. Daar's beautiful moments waar van die karakters in water gevind word en
yeah.
Ja, so dit was 'n great proses gewees om ons kan nie net die water sien nie, we need to go underneath as well. So
yeah.
Ja, dit was 'n amazing proses om die footage te sien ook wat hulle kry onder
ek
water.
Ek verstaan daar was professionele swemafrigters en goed wat op die stel was.
Ja, die kids veral moes
hulle moes hard werk aan.
Amptelik vir ek weet nie kan nie onthou of dit maande voor die tyd was nie, maar moes hulle amptelik gaan vir swemklasse.
Oef,
vir swemtraining en dit was nog peak winter gewees en ons het peak winter begin skiet, so dit is koud, die swembad is warm.
Like, a swembad is nooit warm.
Ja, inverted commas warm. So ja, so die kids het al wat geswem met het rarig, hulle het alles ingesit en hulle het gebibber van die koue, maar ja, het is a team effort en hulle maak mooi, hulle maak rarig baie mooi.
The brand new series starts tonight at 6:30 with Cakenet. We're hanging out with Nadia Falvekens and
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.